Welcome back. Big week. Living the good life here live from Los Angeles. Heard coast to coast on the T&W Radio Network. So much to cover. Lots of sports news. But even better than sports, we've got Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, how are ya?
Well, I'm good, Adam. And hello to all of our listeners and some of our new listeners who may not know much about cannabis. But I hope to educate you all. First of all, cannabis has been on Earth for a very long time. For example, archaeologists found ancient Middle Eastern clay tablets and texts going back like thousands of years ago. And in those tablets and texts, they describe the use of cannabis in medical and religious practices. Again, that's going back thousands of years. And in the United States, cannabis has been legal until it was banned in the 1920s. Growers and consumers, they were arrested. And practically since then, cannabis has had a really bad name. But 50 years later, in the 1960s, many forward-thinking people began talking about bringing it back. They called for the legalization of cannabis. And the main group then was the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws that was started in 1970 by Keith Stroop. Then, in 1974, another trailblazer emerged. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that was High Times Magazine. The magazine is still around today, and it was and still is a love letter to cannabis and an unapologetic advocate for full legalization of the plant. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy that we have as our guest today Adam Levin. He's the new owner and CEO of High Times Magazine. And certainly a lot has changed since High Times started in 1974. And I've got a copy of the October issue here. And I'm telling you, it has something really interesting. It's got pot jobs. Find a career in cannabis. So there are now a lot of jobs available in the cannabis industry. And the magazine's got lots of ads. It's got 142 pages. And also an interview with actor Charlie Sheen, who he's gone into the cannabis business also. And on the phone is Adam Levin. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Good. Yourself, Paxton? Thanks so much for having me on the call.
Well, thank you, too. Can you tell me what's happening these days at High Times and what other new articles are going to be coming out in the next month or so?
Well, actually, we've got our Women of Weed issue coming up, and we're excited by it. You know, it's you talk about pot jobs, but one of the unique things about the cannabis industry as a whole is the power and influence that women have had in the industry. And, you know, with all of the ceilings bursting today and you know, the glass ceilings that people refer to, cannabis hasn't been one of those industries that's been dominated necessarily by men. And we are doing our next feature issue and dedicating it to the women of weed.
Oh, so, I love that, Women of Weed. Now, I've read that High Times Magazine is seeking to go public on the NASDAQ stock exchange. I mean, what does that say about the state of cannabis today?
Who would have ever thought that, you know, cannabis companies are going public? There are cannabis companies with billions of dollars of valuation. And, you know, it's still a new and growing industry with, you know, companies who have millions of dollars of sales and billion-dollar valuation. And High Times is joining their ranks and going public. And we're hopeful to be one of the first companies to be traded on the NASDAQ. But what's really exciting about what High Times is doing, and I don't know how much you know about it, is that High Times went to its readers and went to its fans, which are all over the world. I mean, High Times is a recognizable brand all over the world, and we're allowing the entire world for an investment as little as $99 to get in and buy 9 shares at $11. So the minimum investment is just under $100. And You can enter your credit card number. You can enter your, you know, ACH, a check, a debit, or however else, Bitcoin even. And we're going public like all these other companies, but with the most recognizable brand in cannabis.
Well, you're a trailblazer, as I said before. I also heard that you're going to be accepting Bitcoin for a stock offering. Tell us about that.
So obviously, you know, listen, as an entrepreneur, I think looking at these crypto ICOs and all the money that's been raised by companies, we had to look at Bitcoin as a potential way to go public or a potential way to raise money. But didn't necessarily think it was the right time for high times in the cannabis industry. So one of the things that we realized very early on was we could allow people who believe in Bitcoin and who have maybe made money in Bitcoin to invest in high time stocks vis-a-vis their Bitcoin currency. And that was, that's never been done before. And
no.
Little,
well,
you know,
you're a trailblazer. Now, I got to ask you, the United States banks don't allow any cash connected to the cannabis.
Yeah, so you're seeing more and more banks start to understand how they can deal with these companies in the cannabis industry. Obviously, the Canadian banks are permitting it. And so, you know, listen, my company, you know, banks at a major bank in high times, but we don't touch the plant. But I know several other cannabis companies, but they're like you said, there have been difficulties. Even finding credit card processing for our Reg A, even for our typical merchants, is difficult sometimes to sell tickets to our concerts. But, you know, I think with the federal regulatory policy starting to shift a little, banks are realizing that there are ways. They have to look at the anti-money laundering aspects of it. And they have to understand the KYCs to know your customers and know your consumer. But if they follow strict protocol, some banks are now dipping their toe in the water, if you would. So, you know, I think that's going to start to change as this industry, which is just in its infancy.
Yes, that's for sure. But what I'm wondering, aren't the banks going to really start worrying about the fact that Bitcoin might take the place of money? And other, you know, other cryptocurrencies could replace the dollars.
I think, you know, that's what a lot of people talk about. I mean, I think personally, we're a good amount of way away from really being able to replace the U.S. dollar or the fiat currency, as they call it, because, you know, we're used to that. I mean, Bitcoin's great and it's got its, you know, benefits and the technologies on the blockchain are unique, but I think time will tell and see how really effective and how blockchain and how Bitcoin and Ethereum and these different cryptocurrencies play a role in our life as we move forward.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, I wanted to tell all of our listeners how they can go ahead and invest in your company. Can you give us the details of how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to hightimes.com/invest or just to hightimesinvestor.com. That's hightimesinvestor.com. And it's a simple, probably 2 to 3 minute process. I mean, who would have ever thought that a former president, I don't know if you know, but former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, joined our board of directors. We had a president of Overstock.com. I think they're almost a Fortune 500 company and senior leaders from, you know, Facebook and different companies are leveraging their name and see the opportunity just like many others.
Now, the question is, and this is a so-called unfriendly question, aren't a lot of these companies that are starting going to be like the dot-com rage that happened a number of years ago, that a lot of these companies are just going to, you know, unfortunately fall on their face? Are people, you know, prepared for that? Because it's almost like the Wild West.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the biggest difference is, and I don't think it's a hardball question, I think the biggest difference is, we'll have to remember what happened in the dot-com. But what's so different here is, with cannabis, there's a real business behind it. People, the demand's there, and so you look at these companies that have 20 million of revenue, 50 million of revenue, and have billions of dollars of valuation, but they've realized that these markets are growing so fast, like the dot-com where, you know, you had pets.com or with the sock puppet saying, hey, let's create a business and we'll find it. And some of those businesses, like, you know, in the dot-com, like Amazon, we all laughed when people were saying, hey, let's buy a bookseller. Books are outdated. We have technology. But look at Amazon.com today, or look at, you know.
Yes. Listen, I'd love to talk to you more, but we only have a short period of time, and I hope that we can have you on again, maybe even when the new magazine comes out about, the women of cannabis.
Well, I would love it.
Good.
Anytime I'm there.
Well,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Next week, we're going to have a veterinarian on the air, and he's going to be talking about cannabis and pets. There are so many people out there who I've spoken to who want to know more information and how, like CBD oils or tinctures can help their pets. Many of their pets have arthritis and they're in pain. And so I think it's going to be a really lively show next week.
Can't wait. That's going to be amazing. As a pet owner, I think it's going to be very, and of course, what a huge industry that is. So yeah, definitely.
Does your poor pet have a problem? Are you going to be asking questions too?
I don't know. I might have to dive in there. Hey, Paxton, you did a great job. What a great report. Cannabis Healing does it again. Thanks so much.
Yes, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.